Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 73.
I've got questions.
Yes, and I don't know what they are yet, so it's kind of like another Andre Reacts, which is always interesting, because it can end up in lots of tangents. Last week was much longer than we thought it was going to be, but yeah. How was your week, by the way? Have you done much?
I don't know. What have I done? Not really. Nothing.
That's like one of those, what have you done?
Yeah. I feel like I'm always busy and yet haven't done anything like significant to talk about.
You haven't been as busy this week as you have been.
No, I was out all day yesterday at my mum and dad's.
Yes.
Cleaning and stuff for them. So I'm a bit tired and achy today. But
that's understandable.
I can't think of anything else major that we've done.
No.
Nothing. No, not really.
Well,
about you?
I was talking to my friend Ed, and we've decided that in our old age, it's okay to take up a new hobby. And we've both taken up the same hobby of coding.
I also think it's really funny that you say in your old age, when coding really isn't an old age hobby.
That's because it's not been around long enough to be. But yeah, I was telling you all last week that I started vibe coding stuff. This week, I vibe coded a sort of 2000s Nokia style NVDA add-on. So it's a composer. So if anybody had like a 3210 or a 3310 phone and made ringtones or received them from friends, it was a whole like industry back in the day. Well, I've kind of respawned that for NVDA users the day after the podcast came out, or maybe on the Friday actually, so I couldn't tell you about it last week. I started this, and for about 4 or 5 days I've worked on it on and off, and it's in a really good state now. So people have been sharing with the hashtag NVDA Composer loads of different things. I've had Blue Peter, we've had people do Tetris. It's been really amazing, all kind of different things. So I feel quite accomplished this week, actually.
Well, that is good.
It's been great fun. I did some work with the singer again. I taught this week, and this afternoon someone's coming here to record bass. And yeah, it's been all right, I think.
Yeah, you've had a more exciting week than mine.
Ah, but it's Friday when you hear this. And what are we doing this Friday evening?
Ordering McDonald's.
Yeah. It's an end of week treat.
Yeah, it is. But specifically for the Friends toys. I love Friends.
Yeah.
The TV show, in case.
And who didn't get their Friends toys? And who was mad about it?
I was just going to say, so my sister and I had a conversation about this. She sent me a video and I was like, yes, I've seen it. I'm on it. I've already planned. I think I told you last week, because I knew before last weekend, I knew that it was coming out this week. And I said to you, next Friday, we are having McDonald's so I can try and get these Friends toys. Yeah, I was like, it's happening. And so I told her that I'd already planned for this week. And she said, this was yesterday. The day before yesterday, sorry. I'm going to order it like that evening. So her and my mom and my dad did this big order, because there's only certain things that, like certain meals that you can order. I think there's 3 different meals that you can order where you get the toy free.
Yeah.
So they ordered it. It arrives, everything except the toys. She was absolutely livid. So with Uber Eats, you can't, like, they don't refund for toys. They'll only refund if a food item is missing. So she called the actual store and had a bit of a go at them and was like, basically said, I've got 2 really upset children at home now. We ordered only for this reason. So they gave her a code for the next time she goes into store to get 4 free toys.
I see.
So she does technically now like have to go into the store instead of order, but even so.
Children, aka adults.
Yes.
Chadults.
Yes.
Excellent.
You know, sometimes you just have to embellish a story to get the best outcome.
Sure.
So I'm really, really hoping that we get ours, because I'll be really sad.
Well, if you complain loudly enough, we get a code.
Well, I'm not good at that, but my sister did say if I don't, to give her the details and she'll do it for me.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. So yeah. I believe someone did answer the quiz correctly. Correctly.
Oh, did you just have like a little...
I was going to say correction. Quiz correction. I was like, correctly. Got it.
Yes. So on YouTube somebody called My Funny Val One.
Mm-hmm. Hello to you. We don't know who you are.
Yeah, hi. Maybe they can comment again and let us know.
Yeah.
They actually said something about the answer to last week's question, which was the answer to last week, about the crocodile.
Right.
Saying the interesting thing about a crocodile is that its jaws have very little opening power. So if you can get close enough, you can wrap sellotape around its jaws and you've won. That's true. I've seen lots of TV documentaries and things like that. And people will come, if you come from behind the crocodile and like jump on its back basically and pin its jaws closed. Yeah, you can hold onto it while somebody then wraps around it.
Wow.
And it can't then break off. But if it gets you in its jaws, then that's it, you're done.
I'm not sure I'd want to get close enough.
No, I know. People do though. And the quiz question that we had, hold on, it has disappeared from my thing, was who's the most translated author of all time?
Oh, right, yes.
And who did you think it was? You thought it was J.K. Rowling.
I did, but you said it wasn't even on the list. So.
No, so it was either William Shakespeare, Hans Christian Andersen, Enid Blyton, or Agatha Christie. And the answer is Agatha Christie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so you got it right, My Funny Val. And yeah, they also said good luck with the code to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let us know which model you're attempting next.
Yes. So I've been using ChatGPT for mine, although everybody says Claude Code is better. But I already paid for GPT, so I don't want to switch.
Fair enough.
Oh, no. So what you got for us this week?
So this week we have, where was the world's first speeding ticket issued?
Oh, wow.
Was it France, England, the United States, or Canada?
Well, I have mentioned previously that I got a parking ticket, not a speeding ticket, aged 7. Yeah?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's
I did not really have to funny. Pay it, thankfully.
Yeah.
Still. I cannot believe he did that to me, even now.
I don't know. Did you want to tell the story for those who haven't heard?
Yes. So, in essence, I was 7. And I remember this because I was told it later, but I also then remembered it. And I was asleep in bed because it was late. And I got woken up by my mum carrying me out of the room down the corridor, which is long in our house. And I just remember it taking a long time because I was sleepy, to the door to stand in front of police because the bell had gone, which I didn't hear. And they said, do you have an André Louis living here? My mum answered the door, said yes. A bit stunned. And they said, well, he's got a parking ticket. Now, I don't know about you, but in this country, you kind of can't drive age 7.
Also, why are the police turning up for a parking ticket? Because that's not usually...
It was unpaid for a long time, I guess. I don't understand 100%. But also, being blind, they kind of don't let me drive. It's a bit of a problem.
7 years old and blind.
Yeah, once I was 7 years old, and my mother told me I got a speeding ticket. Parking ticket, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So when she said my son is not only 7 but blind, they probably didn't believe her. So they said, well, go get him. Don't believe you. So she carried me out, snug as a bug in a blanket rug, and showed them. And said, look at his eyes. Don't look around the eyes, look into his eyes. And yeah. That was that, you see. It was kind of a bit of an awkward silence at the door, as I hear it later. And I went back to bed.
It's crazy.
An unpaid ticket, probably still to this day, with my name on it somewhere.
Well.
And my address. My uncle, Adrian, was supposed to pay it, but he didn't want to, I suppose. So he gave my mum's address instead.
Very, very bad.
It's cheeky, that.
Very.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, do you have questions? You have questions.
Do you have questions? I just have some random questions, which I'm going to ask you. See what your answer is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm probably scared, so.
I mean, these are questions about me. and I will try and answer them about you as well.
Oh dear.
No, no, they're nothing terrible. Okay, so the first question.
Yes.
If I were lost in a supermarket, where would you look for me first?
Wow. That, okay.
I just want to point out that I did offer to let you know these questions in advance.
You did?
So you could have some time to think about it. And you said no, you would rather it be off the cuff. So you are not allowed now to say, I can't think of an answer.
No, I wouldn't say that. Okay. But I was just thinking
just saying
very rapidly that I wouldn't look for you down the meat aisle.
No.
All right. I might look for you down the protein shakes aisle or the bread aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, I would make a joke about the wine aisle, but you don't drink, so it's okay.
Nope.
There's always milk fridge.
Okay.
The almond milk fridge.
Yeah.
But knowing you, you'd be sensible and just go to the till like a normal person.
Well, no, because I'm still shopping.
You're still shopping?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. If you're still shopping.
Like, we've gone supermarket shopping.
Yes.
And you and Jake are walking off one way and Alice and I have gone off another way.
Yeah.
And then you can't find us. Which aisle would you head for, thinking that's the aisle where she'll be?
I wish I'd asked Jake this.
I don't think even he would know that.
No. But to be fair, you and I don't shop together a lot.
We don't shop together, but just it's more of like...
No, I know. No,
it doesn't even have to be... Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like the right answer because you could say anything. If I was just doing a normal shop, it could be anywhere. But just somewhere
that you
think...
It's generally quite an interesting question. It's like...
Somewhere that you think I would...
Like to be?
Yeah, I guess
so. All right,
so.
You know, I'll say pick and mix.
Pick and mix.
Yeah.
I do like sweets. That is very true.
All right, so I'll find you in the pick and mix aisle of Woolworths in 1996.
Oh my God, I loved that.
I used to go in there with my mum sometimes.
Yeah, Woolworths was the best for pick and mix.
It was great.
See, I came up with, if it was like one of those really big superstores where they have like everything, it would definitely be if they had a...
Clothing?
For you?
No, you.
Oh, yeah, probably, to be fair. But no, this is me thinking about you.
Oh, I know what I'd be.
You'd be in like the computer techie aisle.
Of course I would. That's like a given.
Yeah. And if they didn't have that kind of stuff, I was thinking like the sort of spicy ready meal.
I was about to say that.
There you go.
Excellent.
I know.
She knows.
I know. okay. Are you ready to move on?
I am.
Right. What three words would you use to describe my personality? So this is just my personality. So it's not necessarily about like our relationship specific or like how I look or anything like that. This is just general personality.
Calming.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you might. Smiley.
Yeah.
And collected. Because even if you don't feel it, you are the swan. So what you show above is maybe not what is below the waterline.
I like that. That's really sweet. Mine for you. Now, I mean this in a good way. My first word that came to mind was stubborn.
Damn right.
But I mean that in like, for instance, with your coding.
Yeah.
You were so adamant about getting it done and not giving up. And that was your stubbornness that kept you going. And when you and Jake have this thing of when you have an opinion, that is it. It is almost impossible to crack that.
I know.
So yeah, definitely stubborn. I also put foodie.
Yes.
Because you are all about the food.
Yes.
And I couldn't think of another term to put that. Like you've openly talked about how many events, occasions, memories that you have that you only remember because of the food.
Yeah. And I only really worked this out like in the last few years. It's me to a T.
It's all about food. And then the last one was musical. And I don't mean that in the obvious sense of, well, you are a musician, so obviously. But I mean like you're always doing little taps here and there or thinking of a little tune or hearing the musicalness, the in tones things. Or, yeah, the sounds like... There's always some kind of element of sound music that you
consider.
Yeah, in your day, there's always something. You even are right if it's about like that. What noise or sound can I make with this glass? Do you know what I mean? Like there's always something.
Well, yeah.
So that, yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't even realize there's actually underlying music beneath the podcast all the time. But it's very low.
Yeah.
Because I find dead air very offensive.
Fair enough.
All right.
What smell instantly reminds you of me? Sorry.
Oh, the name of the perfume that I don't remember. It's not Dior, is it?
The Addict.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dior.
Yeah, okay. So Dior the Addict. Dior Addict. Because here's how we met in 2007. She came to the door. Ring. I pick up. Hello, I say. It's me, she says. Okay, so I put the phone down after buzzing her in.
You knew. It's not like you didn't know I wasn't coming.
No, but you didn't say my name. You just said, it's me, which I thought was really fun, actually.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this will be interesting. I opened the door and I did this thing back then. I kind of giraffe necked my head around the corner.
Because your flat was like...
end of the corridor.
Yeah, but there were two ways that you could go.
Yes.
So you had to...
let you
really,
know.
Yeah, lean far out, didn't you?
So I opened the door, and the lift arrives on my floor. And when I hear it, I sort of crane around and look down the corridor to let you know. And I smell this waft of perfume before I even hear the footsteps. And then she appears. And then that was the start of 18 years at the time of recording.
And I don't wear that all the time because it's very expensive, but I do... sometimes wear that one.
No, when you do, it's instant throwback.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our memory perfume, I would say.
It is the memory perfume. Yeah. See, so it's harder for me with smells with you.
Because I wear so many.
Because you wear so many different. But definitely, for me, it's also the Dior one that you wear.
Oh, yeah.
The Sauvage. That one I always associate with you. To the point where Jake, I think... liked the smell of it. And I was like, I can't have you wear that. That reminds me
That'll
of your
be a
dad.
Little bit weird.
It's just weird. But yeah, we are a very... And now Alice has... Last summer when we went away, she bought her first... like she has so many perfumes, smells,
so many.
And things. She loves it. She's like you in that respect. But she bought her first like really expensive. And that was a Dior as well. We are a very Dior family.
Yeah.
And Jake's got into the other men's Dior, which is Eau Sauvage. So that's different than what you wear.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we basically just all Dior. Okay. What is the first thing you would do if I called you crying?
I would say, what's wrong? Those are just the two words I would say.
I know. And... I think obviously that's the obvious thing. So I think it would, the question was sort of like put like maybe more of what would you assume was the reason that I was upset crying?
Wow. Morbid. Honestly, that someone had died.
Yeah.
Because it's, you don't do that.
No, I don't really cry that much anymore. I certainly don't call you crying really.
No. Yeah. Unless you're going to dump me. Are you going to dump me?
No, definitely not. And if I did, not, I'm never going to, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't do it over the phone.
No, you just do it by text, right? Very 21st century.
Just a WhatsApp.
Instagram. with a video, with no description.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, dear. It is a tricky one, but it was part of the questions.
That'd certainly be my assumption.
Yeah. All that I could come up with for that one was that I would just tell you that I would be home straight away.
Yeah.
Because something awful must have happened.
Yes.
For you to be crying. Because that just doesn't happen.
Except once.
Twice. Twice I've seen you cry.
I called you on the phone once in the hospital.
Yeah. Okay, maybe three times.
You did. You came over.
I did. Came. Exactly. I came straight away.
You did.
Yeah. Okay, the next one.
Is.
This one I've really struggled with. What is something only you know about me?
Something. Well, if I tell people, then they'll know
it. Well, this is it. I found this question. But again, it was in the list. I felt like I had to keep it in. But I was trying to think of like something lighthearted.
It's the way you hug me or the way I hug you, whichever you like to say. And you rest your head in my neck.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So there is that.
Mm. Yeah, nice, I might have to jump on that one too, because I found it really hard to think of, like, obviously there must be things.
Yeah.
But to actually...
Well, nowadays it's the way I like my food prepared.
That's true. Okay, if you had to introduce me to someone or a group of people without using my name, what would you say?
This is my lovely wife. We used to say it at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes.
Back in the early days.
Yeah.
And for those of you who didn't start at the beginning, we'd do this, wouldn't we? I'm Andre.
And I'm Kirsten.
And that's my lovely wife. Way back. Throwback. Yes.
We don't do that now.
Speaking of which, actually, we have to pause and say hi, Georgina.
Hi, Georgina.
She caught up. She did a marathon sprint from September last year to now. It was September, wasn't it?
No, I think it was later than that. When they
was
visited.
It after the cruise? It was after the cruise.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
I think it was like October when they came.
Right, so she sped through 70-something, 70-ish.
Incredible.
Episodes.
That's a lot of listening to us waffle. It a is. Lot of our voices.
Between October
I don't think I could
now.
Even listen to our voices for that length of time.
No. Impressive.
We are.
And now she's all caught up.
Super, super grateful.
Has to wait each week like a savage. It's terrible, isn't it? But it's great to have you along. And
it is.
Yeah, all these people.
Really
thanks,
sweet.
Guys.
So I just thought that I would say this is my husband, who's an incredible musician and teacher.
Ah.
Because I feel like that sums you up, basically. Like, in a really tiny...
It's a nice bio. I could live with that.
Yeah.
My wife, the mother of my children.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, we haven't got many left now. What kind of pizza would I order?
Margarita.
Yeah. I'm afraid so.
She used to be more adventurous, but...
Well, yeah, I would have like pepperoni, maybe mushrooms. But since becoming a vegetarian, and I would have mushrooms sometimes, but I feel like it just spoils it.
Can do.
A really good margarita. Thin and crispy.
Yeah.
Yours would be...
And you know, because you order it all the bloody time for me.
Yeah. Yours would be thin crust, barbecue sauce, not tomato sauce, as a base.
No.
And then various assortments of meat.
Yes. And if there's an option of prawns, I have
if
prawns.
If there's an option of prawns, you would always go for the prawns. But usually that's not the case.
No, it's rare that you get that. Pizza Hut sometimes does.
Yeah. So you might have like spicy sausage, ham. Sometimes there's a pork. Sometimes a meatball.
Sometimes
bacon. Whatever there is.
I don't have all of those things, by the way, but these are the things that I...
Yeah. But you would have multiples. You wouldn't just have one. You would never just have...
A single topping.
There's at least three.
Oh, yeah.
Usually about three, I would say.
And if I'm in Pizza Hut, I'll actually have goat's cheese instead of ordinary cheese because it's so flavoursome. I love it. Nowhere else seems to do it that I know of.
No.
I love goat's cheese.
And the last question.
Yeah.
What's one thing I've done that surprised you?
Built a Lego cat. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
No. Until Christmas when the kids bought it.
Yeah. That genuinely shocked me. That's funny.
Mine was the times when you've bought me flowers. So you've bought me flowers twice.
Yes.
Once you turned up at my mum's house when it was my birthday celebration.
I did.
I feel like it was my 30th, but I can't remember. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. Anyway, we were having a meal and my mum came to pick you up and you came with flowers. That was lovely.
Yes.
And also last year...
It was Mother's Day, wasn't it?
For Mother's Day, you did the Uber Eats collect and deliver.
And
flowers.
It's funny because they appeared as you were leaving.
It was such good timing. And that was a huge surprise. That was really sweet. So yeah,
I like surprising you.
Love surprises. They are great.
That's why I also don't watch spoiler videos on YouTube for anything that I have.
No, I hate that. And like presents and stuff. So my mum, I have heard this story before, but my dad for some reason was talking about it yesterday, that when my mum was younger, like when she was a little girl, she didn't like surprises, like in terms of presents. So she would find her Christmas and birthday presents in the house, open them up to look at them, and then carefully wrap them back up again. Her parents would never know.
Wow.
Yeah. So she would always go and find her presents.
Why spoil the fun?
People just can't cope with that. I would never do that.
No.
I love surprises. Good surprises. I don't like surprises like, oh, surprise, we've bought you a parachute jump.
That would be hilarious. It wouldn't be, but it would be.
It really wouldn't be, because it would be a complete waste of your money.
I'd never do it, but
yeah,
the idea of you even considering it.
No, not in a million years.
No.
Ever.
I'll send you on the Thames rocket by yourself.
Oh, gosh, no, please. Not again. I can't do that boat ride again. Although if I had to, I would, but I would sit at the back, not at the front.
Yeah.
And I would wear more clothes.
It was cold.
Blowing freezing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wouldn't take Alice.
No.
Bless her.
Poor kid.
I thought she was going to take off.
We all did.
Yeah, and I know, but she was tiny. You know, thought she was just going to fly over. Well, we both were.
Good job she didn't. Bit of a loss there.
I know.
Miss my daughter.
Bless her.
In my daughter.
So there we go.
Excellent.
We are done.
How did I do?
You did really well. Yeah.
I mean, there's no
necessarily right or wrong answer. It's more just what you think.
No, that's fair.
But you did good.
You've kind of got to know your partner after a long time, you know?
Well, you would hope so.
I know some people don't. They don't even remember dates, anniversaries, nothing.
Some people are really bad about remembering dates.
I know. Baffles me.
Would you like to know a crazy, strange news story?
I would indeed. Do tell.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, yeah. So the title is Hospital Evacuated by Bomb Squad After Man Arrives with World War One Shell Up His Bum.
Okay.
So shell shocked.
That's not where you're supposed to keep them.
Shell shocked surgeons were forced to. Let's try and say that really quickly.
Shell shocked surgeons.
Oof. That's hard, right?
Ship shape.
I can't. Anyway, they were forced to call the cops and fire brigade after they found a World War One artillery casing in the back passage of a patient they were operating on. So he didn't even go. They were operating on him when they found it.
Oh, dear.
I know. So the hospital in Toulouse, France, was evacuated and bomb disposal experts called in. The man, 24, presented at the emergency room on Saturday night complaining of a pain as he had inserted an object up his bum. But it was only when he was wheeled into theatre that the surgeon saw the 16x4 centimetre antique explosive up his back passage.
Why on earth would you want that there?
I don't know.
That is the end of an explosive relationship.
Mm-hmm. The bomb disposal experts took the shell with them while the patient remained in the hospital until Sunday. Police plan to open criminal proceedings for a violation of weapons legislation, local media reports.
Who's being violated here? The weapon or the man?
Yeah, but I guess it goes against like safety to the public?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
That word in this context is quite deep. Wow.
Yeah. This is not the first time this has happened, though. Obviously, because things
people
like
be
that
people.
Happen all the time. But apparently 4 years ago, an 88-year-old man forced another French hospital to be evacuated when he turned up in a hospital in Toulon with a World War One shell up his bottom.
What is it with people and World War One shells in places they shouldn't be, where the sun doesn't shine? It doesn't shine there for a reason.
I don't know.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, methane, it's just stop. Please. This is not the way. You can find better ways of having fun. okay?
Yeah.
There you go. Too old to play with explosives now.
Especially in that context.
Especially, exactly. I have no further questions, Your Honor. I'm just good, deeply...
Because I have no further info for you.
I mean, if you're drinking and you hear that, hope your keyboard and your phone screens are... I mean, what is that? No. I leave now. In distress.
Yeah.
Well, we had questions. Well, you had questions and I answered the questions.
You did?
Now take them to your person of choice and see what they have to say about them. It'd be interesting to get some feedback yourself, of course. In the meantime, though, I will go forth and make music this afternoon. Got to edit this beforehand. So we'll see you next week, won't we?
We will.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, until then.
Bye.